Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. A little boy planted a carrot seed. I don't know if you can see this. His mother said, "I'm afraid it won't come up." His father said, "I'm afraid it won't come up." And his big brother said, "It won't come up." Every day, the little boy pulled up the weeds around the seed and sprinkled the ground with water. But nothing came up. And nothing came up. Everyone kept saying it wouldn't come up. But he still pulled up the weeds around it every day and sprinkled the ground with water. And then, one day, a carrot came up, just as the little boy had known it would. It's one of my favorite books. We enter a season in Advent, a season of preparedness. But before we get to that season, we're in the midst of a season of plans, preparations already, ideas and thoughts and parties and all sorts of things that take a whole lot of planning and preparation. There's travel involved in some cases, and there's lots of opportunity for things to go right and things to go wrong. The gospel lesson today talks about being prepared, being ready. In the parable, it's the being ready for the bridegroom to appear and enter into the marriage feast. We could talk a lot about how Old Testament and first century traditions were around weddings, but really not a lot is known about why these people, these attendants, these virgins, these women were waiting for the bridegroom to appear. There's not a lot of history there as far as what was going on, but Jesus is telling this parable to say that we need to be prepared. We need to be ready. The Pharisees certainly had everything they needed to be ready for when Jesus appeared to them, that they should know that that was the time, but they weren't ready. We went to the movies once, Cindy and I, with our friends Tim and Kathy, and that was a while ago. And we were going to see part two of a three-part series of movies. And we were sitting there watching the movie. It was very exciting. Lots of action, lots of, you know, flashy special effects and all of that. And we're getting near what we thought was the end, what I thought was the end. You know, it's one of those movies where you think it's going to end, then it doesn't end, and then you think it's going to end, then it doesn't end. And by the time that third thinking it's going to end came around, I had to go to the bathroom so bad. So I got up, and I went to the bathroom. And I came back and the credits were rolling. I missed it. There are times when we think we're prepared, but we're not really, because we don't know when the end is coming. Has anybody ever had to fly standby? And you don't know. Right? You don't know. That's the whole idea behind standby, is you're not sure when you're going to get on that plane. And if you happen to fall asleep and they announce your name and you're sleeping, guess what? You missed it. Being prepared is an important thing. Watching and waiting is an important thing. In the parable, the 10 virgins, 5 wise and 5 foolish, are all there waiting for the bridegroom to appear, and they have their lamps because there was some sort of procession in with lamps, and they all had to be prepared for when the bridegroom appeared because he needed that entrance that grand entrance into the feast, and they were waiting and waiting. They didn't know when he was going to be there. He wasn't there according to whatever schedule they had in their heads, but the thing that set them apart, the wise ones and the foolish ones, is the wise ones were prepared for waiting. They were prepared for whatever may come. If there was a delay, either short or long, they were ready. The foolish ones weren't. They weren't prepared. Now, it's interesting that they all fall asleep. Did you notice that in the parable? All 10 of them fell asleep. So apparently the wait was long. They were on the way down list of those waiting to fly standby, and so they fell asleep. And then the call comes out that the bridegroom is here, and they all awaken and they light their lamps and get them ready. And the foolish ones see, oh my gosh, we don't have enough oil. We can't light our lamps. And the wise ones are like, yeah, well, that's tough. We got oil. And so they were prepared. And the foolish ones look at the prepared ones and go, help me, give me some of yours. And they're wise. So they say, not a chance, because then all of the lamps go out. Not going to have that. You go and buy some for yourself. You weren't prepared. You weren't ready when the bridegroom appeared. You got to go and do what you got to do. Go get some oil and then, you know, see what happens. So the bridegroom comes. The wise ones have their lamps lit. They go into the wedding feast. And then Jesus uses these words, the doors were shut. The phrasing there isn't that they just closed the door. The doors were shut. They weren't going to open again. It's kind of like when Noah and his family get on the ark and the Lord shuts the door of the ark. It's not that he just kind of closes it gently. It's shut. That ark door is not opening again. Not going to have a chance. When they close the door to the jetway, you know what they always say? It's shut. It won't open again. If you missed it, you missed it. We're not going to open the door for you. And that's what happens. The foolish ones come finally, either getting some oil or realizing they're out of luck. They go to the door and they bang on the door. Let us in, let us in. And the door's shut. I don't know who you are. You should have been there. You should have been prepared. You had everything you needed. You had enough foreknowledge to know that this was going to happen, and you weren't prepared. Pharisees, you had the foreknowledge. You had the prophets. You had the wisdom literature. You had the history. You had the Torah. You had it all, and you weren't prepared. There's going to come a day when that door is shut. And you're not going to get a second chance. Now, this can all sound very doom and gloomish, and maybe it should. Maybe on some level it should sound that way. For us, in this world that we live in today, you know, how often do we get all of the details ahead of time and still we're not prepared? Just in life in general. I mean, we know all of the things about we'll talk about our physical lives, how to live healthy physical lives. We all know that. We've got all of this knowledge, and yet we're still not always prepared, especially if something goes wrong. We're not ready. We're not prepared. Human beings have that tendency. Either we have that person who is over-prepared, they've got their stockpile. And then others who, we'll just fly by the seat of our pants, see what happens. I tend to be that one. Cindy's the preparer. I just show up. Maybe that's not always such a good thing. Are we prepared? Are we prepared in life in general? Are we prepared in particular for being here today? Are we prepared to hear the word of God? Are we prepared to handle what may come? Are we prepared if Jesus shows up? Are we prepared? Now we can, I talked about this last week, how you have all of the different things that you have to do, and maybe 2 weeks ago you have to try harder and pray harder and study more. Now all of those things are great. Studying the Word of God, prayer as part of our regular devotional lives and worship lives and daily lives, all of those things are great, great preparation. Don't stop doing them. But there's one thing and one thing only that truly prepares us. That truly prepares us to receive the Word of God, to receive the body and blood of Christ, to receive the grace that God has for us. There's only one thing that prepares us. And that's not even something that we can do for ourselves. It's not something that we can conjure up. It's faith. Faith is the one thing that prepares us for all of the things. It's the one thing that we all need. It's the one thing that makes us worthy to receive the sacrament. Luther says that. Now, we have all sorts of rules and regulations sometimes around the sacrament, but Luther says, he says, fasting and bodily preparation are certainly fine outward training, but the person is truly worthy, and he uses the words, well prepared, who has faith in these words given and shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. Faith prepares us. Faith given as a gift from God, faith through grace that we have received, prepares us. So I'm saying that so that you don't worry about whether or not you are ready. Are you ready for Jesus to come back? Yes, please. The sooner the better. Are we prepared? Through faith, we are. Now, there are many who are not. And that's the hard part. There are many who don't want it. Don't think they need it. But that bridegroom's gonna come, just like in the parable. The bridegroom's gonna come. Jesus is gonna return, and that door one day is gonna be shut. And those who are prepared through faith enter into that glorious feast. And those who aren't won't. I know that's hard. I know that's hard for us to hear, because we all know somebody. We all know somebody who is trying to do it on their own, who thinks they don't need any of this Jesus stuff, who thinks that this Bible stuff, we don't need that. That's so old. This religious stuff, we don't need that. I can figure it all out on my own. I don't even need that. Now, I say that in our day and age, yes, it's like that, but it's been like that. You know, Jesus is talking to people who are living like that. So it's been like that for centuries. This isn't new. But it is our time. In faith, we as children of God are prepared. We're prepared for his return. We're prepared for receiving the gifts he has for us. We are prepared to hear the word of God. We are prepared. And for those that aren't, we pray. We pray that the Lord would see fit to prepare them too. That the Lord would find a way, make a way for them to be ready. So that they may be flying on standby, but their name gets to the top of the list. Or even better, they're handed a ticket. We pray. We share the words of Jesus. We share the gift of faith. We share the grace, the forgiveness, the love that God has for us. And know that one day, yes, Jesus will return. We'll be ready. We are ready. Because it's through faith that we are prepared. Amen. And now may the grace and faith that are ours through the gift of God make us ready to receive the gifts of forgiveness and everlasting life. In Jesus' name, amen.